Good evening. This is Myla LaBar with News Talk 920, FM 96.5, KVEC, Hometown Radio, filling in for the one and only wonderful Dave Congleton, who is recovering nicely from his eye surgery. And I have some wonderful guests, not only right now with Andrea Wasco and Bartimaeus Allen, who I'll be starting to talk to in just a couple minutes. After that, I'll be visiting with Boone from in the 6 to 6:30 hour from Alcoholics Anonymous. And then Libby Argan and Cindy Lambert will be joining me about the Dalla de Adobe and the Wine History Project of San Luis Obispo County. So, Andrea and Bartimaeus, welcome.
Hi, Mila.
Thanks, Milo. Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome. I have to tell you, on top of knowing all of your business expertise, Andrea, it's been wonderful to know that you've gotten into this pickle kit. Tell me a little bit first about the pickle kit.
So the pickle kit was our first product in 1996, and I grew up canning and pickling, and my mother's here in studio with us, and so I loved her pickles. And when I moved here from Pennsylvania, she was sending me cases of pickles that she had canned. And I said, Mom, this is getting really costly. And she said, well, why don't you learn to make your own pickles? And I said, Mom, you know, I'm busy. I'm in a startup company here in California. I just don't have the time to boil the jars and boil the brine and then wait a couple months for pickles. So we worked with the FDA and developed the Quick Pickle Kit. And it's a quick, simple, all-natural way of having great-tasting pickles that are ready to enjoy in just 3 days.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing that. And locally, for people to know, there is a pickling preservation class offered through UCSB Extension that I just took recently, about a month ago, because I saw so many wonderful fruits and vegetables here locally that we needed to make sure that we preserve. So, Bartimaeus, tell me a little bit about your background and your involvement with Slow Veg.
Well, I grew up in Utah, and I grew up around a lot of fruits and vegetables, and we did a lot of canning ourselves. And like Andrea said, that it's really difficult to utilize everything and can everything and the labor that goes into it. But still, we did a lot of soups and we did a lot of that kind of stuff. I went to culinary school. I came down here to the southern or central coast, having an attitude towards Southern California, not knowing that I was in a living jewel.
A heartland.
Beautiful here. And I'm still experiencing different fruits and vegetables that I've never had before. And the reason why I'm here is because I came down to marry my girlfriend from high school, Rachel Hill, who founded Slow Veg in 2009. Happy birthday, Slow Veg.
Yay.
This is our ninth year this week.
Great. And just for people, a little bit of background on Slow Veg, what do you offer people in the community?
We're your liaison between your local farmers, the ones that go to farmers market, and then some. We actually have farmers that grow specific products for us. We take 11 to 14 items, we put them into a box, and we deliver them to your home or your office, anywhere from Cayucas to Napomo, and then we do go over the grade once a week.
And do you have a website for that for
yes,
anybody listening?
SlowVeg.com.
SlowVeg.com.
Yeah,
great.
So we're getting a big upgrade, so you'll see changes coming soon.
Okay, good. And so then on top of that, Andrea, we were talking a little bit about what Slow Veg is doing in conjunction with the pickle kit for charity. You were telling me a little bit about some of the steps that you folks are taking.
Yeah, so with the Quick Pickle Kit, we have always had the idea of giving back to the community, and we are now using the Quick Pickle Kit as a healthy fundraising tool. So literally providing seed money for schools. They sell the Quick Pickle Kits, and then the profits go to the schools to provide school gardens so they can plant their own vegetables and they can learn to grow vegetables, and then we go in and teach them how to do canning and pickling. So it's literally, you know, farm to table for them. And then there are other ways that they can use it as a fundraising tool. When people purchase products from our website, we donate 10% of our proceeds to local nonprofits. So it's a great fundraising tool for other local nonprofits that are not school-related. But once people hear about us, they can order off our website, which is quickpicklekit.com, and then 10% 10% of the proceeds each month go to local nonprofits. The other thing that we're really proud of is we have our products assembled by disabled adults. So not only are we helping nonprofits when people purchase our products, but we're also providing jobs for local disabled adults.
That is wonderful. So as a teacher and someone who's been involved in fundraisers, that this might be a wonderful alternative to, let's say, gift wrapping or candy sales. And that's what I get really excited about because I'm on the district wellness committee at San Luis Coastal. I'm a huge advocate for eating healthy and raising healthy families. So how would a PTA person or a parent or a school official get in touch with you through the Slow Pickle Kit? And how would that, I guess, how would that look as a fundraiser again?
We also have partnered with FarmRaiser, which is an online fundraising tool. So people can contact us directly through quickpicklekit.com or our phone number, which is 408-981-8263. Again, 408-981-8263. Or through quickpicklekit.com, and they can let us know that they are interested in using it as a fundraising tool. And one way that they can use a fundraising tool is much like what people are doing, you know, selling cookie dough or unhealthy products. So they would actually purchase the products from us, pre-sell them so that they're not carrying any inventory that they don't need. And then we would deliver the products to the school, and then they would disperse them, much like they would, you know, Girl Scout cookies or any of the other cookie dough products. So they're only selling products that they're going to utilize.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I understand Slow Veg has an opportunity. I believe that they have met with my wonderful food director, Erin Primer, at San Luis Coastal Unified School District.
We love Erin Primer.
I love her. Love her. Big shout out to Erin with San Luis Coastal. She's the head of the food services and also the head of the wellness committee. And tell us a little bit about what Slow Veg will also do for schools.
Well, what we do for the schools is that parents or anybody, you don't have to have a child that goes to that school. It might be a school in your neighborhood across the street that you want to promote. Every box that is purchased through one of the schools that we partnered with, $2 goes back to the PTA. And I have to tell you that it was very interesting to be delivering boxes to the school and overhear a group of students. I waited for them to parade across me going into their library saying, "Oh, what is that?" And the boy behind him goes, "Oh, that's my mom's Slow Veg box." And then the two boys behind them nudged each other and goes, "Hey, why don't we get one?"
Don't you love that?
And now I'm seeing the kids are, and this was an idea of mine, but because I'd love to do all my prep work, give it to the kids, put it in a jar, shake it up, put it in the fridge. Done. A little less cleanup. And I'm educating the kids.
Yes.
Now I'm starting to see a lot more of the sales in those school subscriptions.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. So both with the Pickle Kit and Slow Veg, for any of you listening, it is an ideal fundraiser in lieu of the cookie dough people, and your gift wrap, that it's healthy. And so many of my students, it's really cute over the years when you say how many people have ever had edamame or how many people have ever had a kiwi. And some people don't raise their hand. They say, "What are you saying?" So, and some people say, "Hey, it was in my Slow Veg box." So, So that's awesome. Now, the other question is how, as far as pickling, what's the process going back to the quick pickle kit? Mm-hmm. What is the process for people? Do you pickle 20 jars at a time, or how much produce or do you need to make a successful pickling venture?
So the kit comes with basically everything that you need, and it can be purchased through Slow Veg as well. So when you get your box from Slow Veg, you just add it on as an order so that when, you know, beets come into season or when there's carrots or cucumbers or whatever's in your box, you can pickle it there. And the kit comes with a 2-liter, which is a half-gallon jar, a 44-page recipe booklet, which is kind of like pickling for dummies. So we walk everybody through how to pickle, how to do it safely, the types of vegetables that you need. There's also different recipes for different types of vegetables. So if you want a mustard pickle or a pickled Brussels sprouts or whatever, there's different pickles in there. And then we also give you 3 starter packets of seasonings with it. So that's to get you ready for your first batch. And then after you're done with the first batch, You can reuse the items that come with the jar, or use buy the refill spices that come that are available through Slow Veg too. But you can just keep canning and pickling. And then with the pickle kit, you basically chop up the vegetables, add a vinegar water mixture, which is called the brine, do a short process, put it in the refrigerator, and 3 days later, you have great-tasting pickles to enjoy with your family.
And how long do they last for?
We recommend that you enjoy them within 30 days, but once they're, you know, as they say, once a pickle, never a cucumber again, so they do tend to last longer.
Okay, great. Well, again, this is Myla LaBarre. I'm filling in for Dave Congleton. This is News Talk 920 and FM 96.5. We'll continue the conversation with Andrea Wasco and Bartimaeus Allen right after this break.
There she goes again, racing.
Good afternoon. This is Myla LaBarre filling in for the one and only Dave Congleton. This is News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC, Hometown Radio. And it's feeling very homey here. I'm with Bartimaeus Allen from Slow Veg and Andrea Wasco with the Quick Pickle Kit and Connoisseur Creations. And they're talking about all these wonderful programs that they're having, both to make sure your home life is a little bit easier, enjoying healthy fruits and vegetables, and also how to pickle them. So what is, Bartimaeus, the average cost on your Slow Veg box and what comes in it? Tell me a little bit.
Well, the average box consists of 11 to 14 different items, and that's what is being harvested this week from the farmers that we are utilizing. Our farmers change every week, not all of our farmers, just to keep a variety of different things in our box. We have four different sizes, from our smallest B26, smallest 29, 35, and 41 is our large.
That's great. And the reason I like getting these farm-to-table boxes is it saves me the time of going to the market. And I find the produce so much fresher because it really did just come out of our local field. So that's what I've really enjoyed about getting my fresh box.
It not only saves you time, it makes time, mm-hmm. because it gives a person time to be with their family or their work or whatever, and you don't have to go to market, even though you still want that healthy food.
Yes, it's absolutely, it's a time saver, and it's so delicious. You can really taste the freshness. And then Andrea, we have again your pickle kit, and what does the pickle kit do again, and how did you get connected with Slow Veg?
So again, the Quick Pickle Kit is quick, simple, all-natural, great-tasting pickles that are ready in 3 days. And the reason that we partnered with Slow Veg and some of the other CSAs around is because their box is so plentiful. And when I get the Slow Veg box, there's so many different items in there. But it's a lot of food, especially if you have a small family or there's only a couple people in your home. And so rather than wasting the produce that came in the box, I was looking for a way to extend the life or, you know, reduce the waste, the food waste. And so I found that pickling was a great way. So some of the vegetables I have, I'll use them during the time when they're still fresh. But some of the other ones are even like, you know, they'll get products that are seconds. Maybe they're not as attractive or they're a little past their prime. And we always say, pickle the ugly ones, you know? Don't waste them. Don't throw them away.
Well, that's what I love. In your program that you have with Slow Pickle Kit, you're also employing some of the disabled adults, putting the kits together, as you were mentioning. Would you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so assembling our kits is relatively simple. So we've partnered with NCI Associates and Achievement House, and we provide jobs for adults. And what's really nice, too, is I like to go out and be hands-on with them, and they're so appreciative of having the work there, and they do a great job. You know, they really like learning about pickles, and whenever I go in and they're doing a run for us, I take some pickles in, and they get a chance to try them and taste them. And but, you know, so what we're doing with them and what we're doing with Slow Veg, you know, it's amazing how much produce is wasted here. And
too much.
Yeah. When you look at the amount of food that's wasted, it's enough to feed 2 billion people. And I grew up in an Eastern European family where, you know, we were humble. You know, we, from very humble beginnings, we did not waste anything.
That's like my family. That's one of the reasons you and I became friends a long time ago. And it's something to be proud of, though. Yeah. And some people will call it a depression-era mentality. But for me, it's just not being wasteful and making sure that everybody gets good, healthy food, which is what I really like. And Californians, in my opinion, aren't really as well schooled on pickling as a lot of people outside, especially in the Northeast, where you find pickling more common. And so recently, and I give big shout out, it's the through the UCSB Extension, we have local pickling classes that I took recently, because personally I love those really good pickled Mexican carrots. Yeah. I don't know if you know those. Yeah. I really wanted to learn how to make those, which is why I took the class. And then I ended up learning about preserves and pickling all sorts of different vegetables, which was what I got very excited. So a pickling kit is in my near future. I can feel it already. So speaking about not wasting food, about what different items can you pickle, and is there a recipe book included with the pickling kit?
Yeah, there's a 44-page recipe and instructional booklet, and it has all of the different recipes for different types of vegetables. So you can really pickle any vegetable with the quick pickle kit. And so take whatever is in season and experiment. You know, Slow Veg provides some great produce. And so we've had people pickle avocados. We've had people pickle different types of vegetables, carrots, cauliflower. And when people think of pickling, it's synonymous with cucumber only. But you can really pickle any vegetable.
That's
the beauty of it, is, you know, pickling whatever is fresh in season. And cooking whatever is fresh in season. And I think some of the, you know, like Whole Foods is realizing that the root to stem cooking is about sustainability. It's about reducing food waste. Because when you think about the amount of time and effort that our farmers put into growing the produce, and then maybe we don't use all of it, we end up wasting a portion of it. Well, we're really wasting their effort. And I think that's what's so nice about Slow Veg is they're partnering. They're giving everybody's doing what they're good at. They're focusing on their core competencies. So the farmers are growing, and Slow Veg is partnering, pulling together the produce. And then we have the kit, the quick pickle kit, where we can take that and pickle it. And so it's really, it's a full-blown collaboration between all of us.
And I think it's wonderful. And if you weren't listening in the first 15 minutes or so that we were talking about, the Quick Pickle Kit and Slow Veg, is both of these entities have ways for schools to have fundraisers, which I sit on the District Wellness Committee at San Luis Coastal, and we have wonderful Erin Primer, our school district guru on wellness and also on food services. And I believe we're going to have Slow Veg at least our school, Laguna Middle School, next year, where parents can it up, and then Slow Veg will be giving each box $2 back to the school. So talk about a fundraiser that's, one, awesome, healthy, and doesn't involve gift wrap or cookie dough.
It'll probably be back to school night, so
great.
When the parents are invited and all the kids come and show off their classes, we usually set up a table and bring some lots of strawberries, and for it to hand out, and get to talk to the families in the community and get to know each other and introduce ourselves and be that liaison for people.
Well, that's wonderful. And I can also see in every school newsletter a different recipe. Why not? Right?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Good. We'll really get amped this thing up. So as far as pickling, are there videos, Andrea, on how to learn to pickle? Or I know your kit provides simple steps, but how else should people learn how to do that?
We're pretty active on social media. So Quick Pickle Kit is, we have a website, we have an active blog. We talk about some of the new things that are coming up, because pickle juice is also really hot right now. So with our kit, it's a low-sodium pickle, so people who have dietary restrictions can use the pickles. But you can also use the pickle juice. You know, if you want to use them in either mocktails or cocktails, you can use pickle juice. I'm an avid hiker, so I use pickle juice as a sport drink. And that's now, you know, some of the professional football teams and professional athletes and ultra runners are actually using pickle juice as a an electrolyte replacement for themselves. So it's really kind of a cool trend right now.
Did you know, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I had heard about that for pickle juice, because one of my dear family members, you know, a lot of people suffer from inflammation and dietary disorders. And so it's really interesting. So with the pickling kit, everyone, you'll get both your fiber that you need and your pickle juice with the slow pickle kit. So it'd be a win-win for everybody's health. Do you have any favorites to pickle, Andrea?
You know, I like the bread and butter pickle, which is using cucumbers, and it has the turmeric in it, and some onions. And then for a dill pickle, I like a dill pickle, and I like to pickle. Pickling cucumbers are in season right now, so I'm growing in my very small garden, and I have some extras that are probably coming in from Slow Veg. And carrots and cauliflower are all really good. They can also be used as garnishes for drinks or cocktails and mocktails. But don't waste the pickle juice. You know, people throw that stuff out, and that's liquid gold.
Great to know. Bartimaeus, any last comments as we start to wrap up
here? I just wanted to say something about the pickle juice. I think that it's really cool that it's coming around to being a trend, because I've had friends that I've trained with that were in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and I was drinking pickle juice because the acid turns to an alkaline and then back to an acid, and it neutralizes any of the lactic acid that you build up in your body.
Right.
So
awesome.
Hiking, swimming, it really helps in muscle cramping.
Good. And Ms. Wasco, any other comments as we wrap up?
No, I'd like to thank you for having us here. And if people have questions or want to talk more about fundraising, quickpicklekick.com, and we look forward to hearing from them.
Yeah. Excellent. So as we go ahead, our guest again, we had Bartimaeus Allen and Andrea Wasco, both with doing good things for the community through their charitable efforts with Slow Veg and also the QuickPickleKit.com. And I really sincerely believe that it's going to keep our community healthy and helping us enjoy all those wonderful fruits and vegetables that are here this season. Thank you so much for being with us. Stay tuned.
You.
This is
Thank
Myla LaBarre. Bar with News Talk 920. Stick around. We have two more wonderful guests.